This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dan Bluestone joins me live in studio. He's an architectural historian and director of the Historic Preservation Program at the University of Virginia, and very much involved in the Save McIntyre Park organization here in our community, online at savemcintyre.org. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing just great, Coy. It's great to be here. You know, last night we were at the city council.
I heard you on the WINA News.
Well, it was great to be on the WINA News, and I got into a discussion with the city council, and then the grains of sand ran out of the bell jar, and my 3 minutes were up. And so it's always wonderful to be here because we have a little bit more time, and you ask great questions. But I do want to go back and talk about what we were talking about last night, and that is there's an ordinance before the council. Because McIntyre Road extended and Meadow Creek Parkway is planned to come through the park, VDOT has been a main mover on insisting that we need to rebuild the sewer line that runs through McIntyre Park. And we're not only going to rebuild it, we're going to sink it deeper. It's going to be a bigger sewer line. And all those sound, you know, all right, right? But this is the ordinance, this is the language that the city council is voting on. And that is that it says Charlottesville, they're the owner of the land, McIntyre Park, agrees that trees, shrubs, fences, buildings, overhangs, and other improvements or obstructions shall not be located within the sewer easement. The sewer easement shall include the right of the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority to cut any trees, brush, and shrubbery, remove obstructions, and take other similar action reasonably necessary to provide economical and safe sewer line installation, operation, and maintenance. If you go up to the place on Rio Road where they've started building Meadow Creek Parkway, and you look out, it's a completely blasted landscape. Part of that is because the road is going in, but also part of that is because they're putting in a huge interceptor sewer. So now what we find out is the sewer is running through McIntyre Park, going to be increased in size, and guess what? You can't plant trees or shrubbery. You can't do the basic things that parks do, which is provide trees, shrubbery, natural scenery. That's all eliminated from this sewer easement, which is 40 feet wide. So we're finding out suddenly that not only is there this plan for building this silly road that'll bring 25,000 cars a day through the park, adjacent to that road will be another 40 feet of blasted landscape that will be totally unlike the park.
It'll just be this ribbon of, yeah.
More than a ribbon. I mean, it's 40 feet plus the right-of-way for the road.
And it's the concern, Dan, that I guess they just don't want the limbs, the roots getting down and disrupting the sewer.
That's right. You don't want the limbs in your sewer pipe. And so the question is, why are we not trying to figure out a way to design this? And I do think that design issues are key. Why aren't we trying to figure out a way to design this where it's less destructive, where we actually acknowledge that we are building roads and sewer lines in a park, and that it actually requires a different kind of work in order to protect the park? David Brown said last night he wants a parkway we can all be proud of, and I don't know that I'll ever get to be proud of this design or this road coming through our main park. But I can tell you one thing, there's nothing to be proud of when you're sitting there pushing an ordinance that says that we're not going to plant trees or shrubbery
in our park.
It takes your breath away, Coy. So this is the question. Ready? There are ways of design. If you look at what they've come up with, well, VDOT's got their design for the road, and that's over here. And then the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority have done, you know, their design for the sewer work. Why weren't these two things combined? Why isn't, for example, the sewer running in a median strip or underneath the roadway?
Yeah, part of the road, yeah.
Yeah, or built actually right adjacent, because if what they say is we need 40 feet with no trees and no shrubbery, Well, the road would give you 20 feet if you plant, if you did your sewer right at the edge of it. But people simply aren't thinking. They're just doing their own thing, and they, and McIntyre Park, for the road builders and for the sewer constructors and for the builders of the YMCA, is just cheap real estate. And you don't have to actually design in a way that's sensitive to the landscape.
I have to tell you, we're talking with Dan Bluestone of the University of Virginia, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. I do have to say, when I first heard that there was a big new sewer line they wanted to put through McIntyre Park, you know, going in with the parkway about the same time, I just assumed it was going to go underneath the road or right next to the road.
Corey,
so if
I'm
what you're telling me is...
We've got to get you into the public works, and I'll tell you what. One of the things that's going on here is I think the reason it's not adjacent to the road is because VDOT, which is engaging in all kinds of disingenuous behavior about the design to begin with, they really don't think that this is going to be a two-lane road. They think this is phase one, and that phase two is going to be increasing the width of this road. And their
problems, that's their MO. I mean, that's how they
right.
work. Yeah.
And their problems about maintaining and servicing a sewer if it's underneath the road. And so they're unwilling to put it up against the road, which would be much less destructive of McIntyre Park, because they fully expect that in 10 or 20 years, they're going to be blowing a 4 or 6 lane road through McIntyre Park. And they simply don't want the road to end up having to be changed in any way because of where the sewer line is.
Well, VDOT's certainly not in the park business.
No, they're not in the park business, and neither is this ordinance. The Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority shall have no responsibility to the city of Charlottesville, its successors or assigns, to replace or reimburse the cost of trees, brush, shrubbery, or other obstructions located in the sewer easement if cut or removed. So who are we putting in charge of our main park landscape? We're putting in charge the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority, people who know how to deliver water and take away crap.
And they're
going to
overcharge you.
And they're going to be the people now who are the key people deciding what our park is going to look like. This just boggles the mind. And you know, speaking of the sort of duplicity of this, one of the things that's going on, I've been involved with colleagues of mine for a long time trying to mitigate the damage of this road. And at every turn, we've been promised that trees will be planted to actually protect and screen this roadway from the park. And now it's turning out that the places they've showed us in all of their nice renderings of this nice, friendly, warm, and fuzzy highway coming through the park, all of those are just deceitful in the extreme, because the trees that are showed planted adjacent to the road can't be planted because the sewer easement is going to be there in that territory. And there were questions about whether or not the road would be impinging and deteriorating the landscape of the Rock Hill Estate Gardens, the extraordinary landscape that's at Rock Hill. We were told the same thing. Look at all these mature trees along Shanks Branch that screen Rock Hill Estate Gardens from the road, from the proposed road. Well, guess what? All those trees are coming out when they build the sewer easement. They're putting the sewer 15 feet into the ground, and all of the trees that we were told, oh, well, this won't affect Rock Hill Academy, Rock Hill Estate Gardens, because the trees will protect it, just turns out to simply not be true. This coming to you from an agency that now has pushed forward plans that show an at-grade intersection at 250.
Yeah, what was that all about? I mean, what was that all about? I tell you what, I've been following this issue as a reporter and radio host now since the early 90s, and I've never seen some outright lying on the part of VDOT to the federal government. Oh, no, we're not going to build a big interchange there,
right,
even though you gave us $25 million to build it, and we want to build like a $40 million one. We're just going to put an at-grade intersection there with stoplights.
This is coming to you from a highway agency and an agency of government that wants to meet with you and have you have the sense that you're negotiating and that you're involved in a good faith effort to figure out how to mitigate the damage being done to this road by this road. And this is just a plain out and out lie. And what it came up, you know, the place that this came up is they put in plans for review by the Army Corps of Engineers, who have to issue permits for this road to be constructed. And the plans they showed them showed the McIntyre Road extended just stopping in the middle of McIntyre Park, 775 feet north of Route 250. And the Army Corps of Engineers sent back to VDOT and said, this doesn't have a logical terminus. You know, you can't...
Where does this road go? We can't give you a permit for a road that just stops in a park.
Right. And so they said, we need a logical terminus. And the reason the VDOT's been tiptoeing around this is that as soon as it looks like this road is connected to the interchange, then the lie of segmentation, which has been an effort to evade all the rules that protect parks and historic resources, because VDOT is building the road, they say, well, oh, that's VDOT's road, and they don't have to play by the rules that protect historic resources or protect parks. The federal government does. Well, the federal money is available for the interchange. This road wouldn't be built without that, but they've tried to segment it neatly. And so all of a sudden, they were sort of called on this, and the Army Corps said, we've got to see where the logical terminus of this road is. And so instead of showing it in this federally funded interchange, which would be the honest thing to do...
Yeah, well, that's what we're planning to build, yeah.
That's the plan. That's the approval. There's $25, $27 million sitting there waiting to be spent for that. Instead of doing that, which would have suddenly brought into play the protections of parkland and historic resources, VDOT simply said, oh, well, here's the logical terminus. We're doing an at-grade intersection.
Just stoplights, no overpass.
Yeah. And the thing is...
Which is a lie, Dan.
It's a total lie. And the city has told VDOT over and over again, repeatedly, we're unwilling to build this road through our park if it ends in an at-grade interchange at 250.
The city says, we'll build the road through the park only if we have overpass at McIntyre
right.
250.
That's been the position of the city. And so VDOT has people trying to seriously assess impact, to seriously look at this project. And what they're dealing with is they're looking at plans that show a 17-lane intersection at 250. And everybody knows that this is a fiction and that this is a lie, and yet they continue to play along with it.
How come nobody calls them on it? when they did that, how come nobody with the city stood up and said, wait a minute, that's a lie?
I'll tell you why, Coy. Because their position is, you don't like it, sue us.
VDOT's position?
Don't like it, sue us. And we've sued VDOT already, and we know that it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And their position is just total hubris and arrogance. Just
we're
going to
build that road through your park whether you want it or not. That's been the opinion since the 60s.
Right, that's right. And there's no
because that was the vision all along. That was the vision way back when they were designing 64.
Yeah.
We want people to get off on 5th Street and be able to drive straight up to 29.
Up north. Yeah. Right. And now the thing, so I want to go back to this question of design. It's clear that if you took seriously the fact that you're building in a park, you would figure out a way to do that sewer that lets the park be more park-like. But we just have engineers
working in parallel.
Like
they designed Central Park in New York. They figured out they made accommodations to the park. Said, we still got to move cars.
Right.
But let's move the cars underground.
The cars go through.
Then a bunch of different stuff.
So they're not realizing that they're in a park. They're not taking the park seriously. And I would say that there are other aspects of this of what's been going on with our park recently that fit this to a T. And that is, you look at the YMCA project. I understand some people think that it's a great idea to put a YMCA in the park. I disagree with them, but I do know that if I was working on that YMCA, I would design it as if it was going into a park. And the architecture firm VMDO has designed it as if it's sitting on 29 North. It's a 320-foot long elevation. Yeah. It has 500 cars, parking spaces in front of it. It looks like the Walmart up on 29 North.
Why don't they just put it at the old Circuit City? Because that's the look that they're going.
There are so many places that this could be put. But even if you accept that this is going into the park, by deploying a reasonable design strategy, which would have, in this case, started with a landscape architect, and you say, look, how can we make this building fit into the park?
Which is what good designers do, yeah.
Without even breaking a sweat, you could make half of that 320-foot-long elevation disappear. You could build a Y that is like Clemens Library at the University of Virginia, where the vast majority of that is totally invisible.
Yeah.
And it has
a plaza. Build it into the hill.
That's right. And have a plaza over the top. Without breaking a sweat, you could do that with the Y. And yet, they're just treating it, again, as cheap land rather than treating it as a park that deserves respect and to figure out how to design well with that. One other example of the issue of design. The interchange, which is going to really wreak havoc on the east side of McIntyre Park because it takes all of 250, raises it 30 feet in the air, and will cast a huge swath of the park into the sound shed and the view shed of this road.
And destroy the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
That's right.
In the process.
That's right.
Yep.
The design there would have been, I could understand the city councilors sometimes have said, we want people to come downtown. And I think that's, you know, again, I don't agree with it, but the way that they could have done it would have been with a very simple overpass there. Instead, they have this mega interchange because the work that that interchange is really doing is taking people from 29 North and getting them to Pantops to put downtown actually at the end of the day at a competitive disadvantage rather than a competitive advantage. And that is that this is going to more effectively get people over to Pantops than to get them downtown.
Yeah. And it's sort of going to become the Eastern Connector.
That's
Move
right.
people from the Pantops to 29
Eastern
North.
Connector, the de facto Eastern Connector. And that is why the design is so dreadful on this thing, is because it's trying to solve all these problems that have nothing to do with the city council's desire to get people downtown. And they look at this design and they vote on it and by a barest, slimmest majority on the city council and say, that's fine, we're willing to go along with this. This is not a parkway and a design you can be proud of. This is an embarrassment, and David Brown should acknowledge that.
Dan Bluestone is an architectural historian and director of the University of Virginia's Historic Preservation Program and is involved with the Save McIntyre Park group here in our community online at savemcintyre.org. Really quick, is there an event coming up?
Yeah, Coy, on the 27th of September at 2 p.m., we have Hands Across McIntyre, where we are going to have people stretch their hands and trace the path of the highway through the park. And we're going to, for one day, have people in the place of automobiles and asphalt. We're going to have a vision of people using the east side of the park in an effective, community-spirited way.
And that is?
The 27th of September at 2 p.m., people who are driving can park at the skate park, at the waiting pool park, and we're going to be right there north of the rescue squad. That's where the line begins, and we'll trace out the route using real people rather than using asphalt and automobiles.
There you go. Dan Bluestone. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate
it.
Thank
you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.